Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie, and we've been fortunate enough to have Keith Mitchell join us for this first hour. He is atoning for a horrible performance as our Thursday Masters analyst when he watched like 10 minutes and called it a called it a viewing. But you did say you watched the back half of Sunday.
Yeah, the best way to describe the Masters and I right now is she broke up with me. And I'm not allowed to go back and see her until she calls me and says, okay, we can start dating again, and I will be the first person to run there as fast as possible.
It is wild when you think about, like, with the Masters, some years it seems like 20 people get cut, and that's it.
I know. It's great when you're playing, though. I mean, I remember I didn't even play great on Friday.
Yeah, you're like, see you, Sandy.
I didn't even play great on Friday. I was like, well, I mean, you know, two-thirds of the field is making the cut this week.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Wisdom. Sorry, Mr. Lyle.
I played with Ian Woozy. It's Woozy. You know, we're tight. We've played twice now. But I did play with him. He was the nice. He told me, we'll give you a good master story. He told me that the best champion, asked him what the best champion's dinner was that he's had for, you know, 30 years. He said, Vijay Singh, Thai food.
Okay.
Yeah, a little quick note there.
Yeah, I'd be into that. Thai food. At the Masters, yeah.
Dustin Johnson's meal sounded pretty good, but that was pretty straightforward.
I think it was. He had like pigs. Did he have pigs in a blanket or something like that as an appetizer?
As the appetizer. Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Keith, tell everybody why you are in town.
I'm in town for really to give back to the city of Chattanooga that has given so much to me. And I'm officially starting my foundation, the Keith Mitchell Foundation. And we tried to, you know, I started it really in 19. Clearly 2020 didn't go as anyone planned, so neither did my foundation. And a meeting with, some board members and some directors this week to try and get some groundwork in and hopefully have an event up here in Chattanooga soon and really try to give back to the city as much as it's given to me, which I think is impossible because if it wasn't for, you know, Baylor and even places like, you know, like we talked about earlier, I started at Mach Bend, went to Black Creek. Now I'm fortunate enough to be a member of the Honors Course, just like that progression of golf and what it's done for me in my career. And it's truly something that means the world to me. And I'm so excited to have it based here in Chattanooga and give back to the city that gives me everything. Even though I don't live here now, doesn't mean I'm not coming back, but it's still the number one in my heart.
Yeah, Chattanooga claims you. All right, have you ever played with Hideki? You have, haven't you?
I played with him Saturday, the week before the Masters in San Antonio.
Okay. What was that like?
Well, I beat him. So does that mean I get a green jacket? Well, I beat the guy last week. So that make no. He is great. I'm going to tell you a little inside story on Hideki, which don't take this the wrong way, but he speaks very good English and understands very good English. And people, he has a translator. You know, he's lived over here in the States and blah, blah, blah. Well, look, if I had to do an interview in Japanese, I wouldn't care how many years I was in Japanese. If they ask you a tough question or somebody speaks fast and you don't quite catch everything and you answer completely wrong, or you don't answer the question or you say something that you don't want to say, you know, it's not a good look, right? He is doing that out of pure sensitivity to everyone else. So he makes sure that he answers the question properly and says, you know, gives a good answer. If you looked in the interview when Jim Nantz was talking, he knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. But he has that guy there, Bob, who has him there just in case he misses something or he doesn't understand a word. I mean, Jim Nantz is the best vocabulary of anybody in sports, right? If he says a big fancy word and he says it in a different language you never heard of, you don't want Hideki to like be a deer in the headlights.
Let me ask you this question. Like after he won, clearly they're like looking back on his life and trying to tell us as much about him. They say he's a pretty shy person. Is he a shy dude?
I think he's not shy to us. And now we're clearly like we're on our own little bubble out there on the course. But he's not a big media, you know, he doesn't go out and do radio shows or he doesn't, you know, he's not that kind of person. However, he is very genuine and he asks really genuine questions when you do play with him. And his caddy speaks a little bit better English, so sometimes his caddy asks you for it. But he is just probably one of the hardest workers. I've seen him shoot 62 and be on the range for 3 hours. If I shoot 62, I mean, I'm jumping up and down. I'm like, I don't want to mess this up. I'm going to the hotel, right? And he'll do that no matter what. So if you look, take a whole poll of the tour and what we think of Hideki, I promise you it's 98% positive, and the 2% is guys jealous that he just won the Masters.
What makes a fun round? Obviously playing well does, but as far as a partner, someone that, I mean, you've got so many guys that played at UGA that you can cut up with, and I know you've played with them, but what makes for a fun round in addition to playing well as far as your partner? Or partners.
Yeah, just in terms of a normal PGA. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say that someone playing fast is always helpful, so that, you know, if something happens to you.
Takes Kevin Nye out.
Well, he actually has gotten a lot faster. Yeah. I will say that. But the thing about the slow play right now is a little weird. You know, it looks horrible from the outside looking in, you know, playing slower. But, like, us playing slow means nothing to everyone else, right? It's annoying to watch somebody go through the pre-shot routine for, you know, 5 minutes. Now, I get that. But playing fast with somebody is always a big bonus, because you never get worried about putting on the clock. No one's timing you. No one's telling you to hurry up. That's number one. If you play with the two fastest players on tour, it's just the easiest round you'll ever play. And then the other guys, you know, I'm not necessarily talkative isn't the right word, but some guys are a lot easier to get along with. Mm-hmm. And because the worst thing is guys that have like a really bad attitude out loud, or they do antics out loud that actually you notice and get distracted by. And that kind of happened a lot during everybody got comfortable doing it during 2020, because there's no fans. So you kind of get away with whatever you wanted, especially if you weren't on TV. So I think everybody's attitudes are getting a little better, but I tell you what, it's just playing fast and being a nice guy. It's hard to beat.
All right, well, that sounds cool. And you've got, and real quick, you were talking about you didn't play the RBC Heritage this past weekend because you're playing the next 5 weeks, correct? Or next five tournaments? Or
next
events?
Five tournaments, yes. Okay. They set the field at the PGA 2 weeks prior. So I tell you what, I didn't want the PGA to be my sixth week in a row if I played Hilton Head. So I'm playing next week at Zurich with Brant Snedeker as my partner. Then I'm playing the Valspar, which was the first event that I qualified for, right? And made that big putt on 18 to finish at the time 11th. Or what?
11. Stupid Schwartzel.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You're the guy. I knew that we would have talked about this 100 times. So that week, and then Wells Fargo, which I said was one of my favorites. And then Dallas, I finished third there and made the cut the next year. So I had all these tournaments that I like playing, and then after Dallas is, of course, the PGA Championship, which is a major. So hopefully I'm in that. So as much as I like Hilton Head as a tournament, first of all, you can't 6 weeks in a row is insane, especially if the last one's a major championship. And then, you know, after that, it's, you know, you pick the tournaments you like and you play well.
All right, Keith, we got about 20 seconds left. Give a shout out to whoever you want to give a shout out to.
I'm going to give a shout out to my mom. She's still here in Chattanooga repping. I love coming and seeing her and seeing all my friends.
Well, Keith, thanks for all that you do. We love that you're giving back to Chattanooga. It comes as no surprise, and obviously we'll be in touch when you know more details about that, because we're happy to help publicize that. Good luck in New Orleans this week, and thank you for co-hosting Press Row.
And guys, this is so much fun. Love doing it.
Keith Mitchell, the PGA Tour winner, joining us. We've got a Sports Center coming up. We'll reset the show, and off we'll go into the 4 o'clock hour. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Yeah.